In communities like Sedona, platforms like Nextdoor often evolve into something far removed from a true civic forum. Instead of becoming a place where informed citizens exchange ideas rooted in history, economics, infrastructure realities, and the long-term challenges of governing a tourism-driven community, it frequently becomes what many quietly refer to as Sedona's wailing wall, a digital gathering place where frustration is amplified, context disappears, and negativity becomes its own form of entertainment. Many of the loudest voices are people who may have lived in Sedona only a handful of years, yet speak with sweeping certainty about issues that are deeply complicated and decades in the making. Discussions about home rule, the future of the cultural park and Western Gateway, whether an amphitheater should be rebuilt, the anti-housing initiative Proposition 400, workforce housing, or city employee salaries often unfold without even the most basic understanding of how Sedona is funded, how tourism sustains city services, what state law requires, or how land use regulations actually function. There is little recognition that Sedona operates under the same legal, environmental, and administrative burdens as much larger cities while relying heavily on visitor-generated revenue to survive. Instead, complex civic questions are reduced to emotional declarations, suspicion, and reactionary slogans. One day it is outrage that some city employees earn more than $100,000 a year, without understanding the realities of today's labor market or the complexity of running a city flooded with millions of visitors annually. The next day, it demands that no housing of any kind ever be built at the Western Gateway, with little discussion of workforce realities, regional economics, or the unintended consequences of forcing workers farther and farther away from the community they serve. And now, layered into all of this, is an election season where several candidates for mayor and city council appear to have emerged almost overnight, recruited less out of a long-standing commitment to civic service and more out of generalized frustration with the city itself. To outside observers, it can sometimes feel less like a thoughtful movement with coherent policy solutions and more like a coalition built around grievance, a persistent belief that government is inherently suspect unless it bends entirely to one's personal worldview. That perception becomes difficult to ignore when the tone mirrors the same style of populist outrage politics that has exhausted much of the country over the past decade: suspicion replacing expertise, slogans replacing policy, anger replacing problem-solving. No one is saying Sedona is a miniature national political battlefield, but the resemblance can feel familiar at times. The irony is that while this style of politics promises to take back communities, it often produces more heat than light, creating an atmosphere in which cynicism becomes a substitute for knowledge. Meanwhile, the actual work of governing a complicated town, balancing tourism, environmental protection, housing pressures, infrastructure, public safety, transportation, and economic survival, remain stubbornly difficult and deeply nuanced. Healthy communities require disagreement, debate, and accountability. But they also require informed citizens who understand that governing is not performance art, and that endlessly venting discontent into the digital ether is not the same thing as building a functional future. Yes, Nextdoor has increasingly become Sedona's digital wailing wall, a place where frustration echoes endlessly, facts often arrive late, and discontent is mistaken for civic engagement.